Hey, this is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez from The Real Ass Podcast. Thanks for listening, but did you know that we do the show live every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch live, join the chat room, have access to the video version of the show, and access hundreds of hours of archives if you sign up for membership at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out, and you'll save $1 on monthly network membership. We got a bunch of great shows on the network, including Legion of Skanks, The Josta Show, High Society Radio, SDR Show, and the brand new Tim Dillon Is Going to Hell. If you want to just support The Real Ass Podcast, you can do that as well, and it's only $2.50 per month. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code RAP when you check out, and best of all, you don't have to listen to this commercial.
This is The Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Welcome to The Real Ass Podcast. I'm your host, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the Real Ass Dude, hashtag the show, Luis J. Gomez, hanging in the studio with the international superstar, Zach Amico.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, pal?
Doing good.
You're a little bummed out that Shannon fucked with that intro, aren't you?
A little bit.
Why? Yeah. Who wrote it?
What? The what? Intro? Yeah. Well, I produced that. I don't even remember.
How did I know you were definitely going to have a theme song to your
Of course.
Podcast?
I have a theme song to every one of my... I have theme songs to my days of the week, Ari. Okay?
This is Hispanic Monday? Radio. There are sound effects aplenty.
Yeah, if there's not thunder and lightning and fucking all that type of shit, it's not a good show, in my opinion. Yeah. Chris Tinkle's here.
Yes, how's it going?
What's going on, pal?
Good.
All right. And very special guests in studio. Ari Shaffir is here. Back from his tour of Europe and doing mushrooms. I don't know anything you did, but I'm assuming it was Europe and mushrooms.
I did not do mushrooms out in... Wait, hold on. Could that be possible? I definitely did acid in Scotland.
Oh, yeah. Well, acid is just fucking like what mushrooms is trying to be.
I had mushrooms, though. Can I have not done them? There's no way. No, I must have done them.
And also, Nick Youssef is here making his debut on the show.
Yay!
Nick, I just met you last night. No, I met you about 4 or 5 days ago for the first time. Yes. But last night we hung out at the Roastmaster show.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking did a great job.
Thank you.
Brutally mean.
Yes.
L.A. cunt attitude, which is great. We love that here. That's why we love Ari.
Yeah.
It's got that vibe. So you're an L.A. guy, right?
I am, yeah. But from there, still live there.
Very cool.
Born and raised in San Dimas.
I don't know. What is San Dimas? Is that a part of Los Angeles?
I think that's where
Halpin
Gilmore is like, San Dimas football rules.
Is that a real place?
Yeah, it's like an hour east of LA. It's where Raging Waters is. That's what it's known for.
Sure. I don't know, man. I do love the West Coast, and I think people from the West Coast get a bad rap for being like phonies or being like stuck up, and I don't think that's true at all. Everyone that I've met on the West Coast has been nothing but friendly to me.
That's not everyone. That's not true.
Yeah. Or maybe they're being phony. I just realized that.
I remember one guy from the West Coast you hate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I'll name names.
You guys hated each other?
No. Ahmed. I didn't like him.
He just moved to New York.
He just moved to New York, but he was very friendly to me last night, so I'm going to give him another chance now.
Okay.
I'm very fair weather as a human being.
Right.
Okay, so all you got to do is be nice to me once or twice, and then you'll be back in my good graces. But if you fuck with me...
You'd fit in great in L.A. then.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Some people call it a phony, but you know what?
L.A. does have a lot of phonies. It's not all phony.
Yeah.
And the Comedy Store has a less percentage, I think, of phonies.
I think the Comedy Store filters out the phonies.
Yeah.
It does a pretty good job.
They have them there. They're just like, we don't really talk to them. They talk to the other phonies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think, the other thing is I don't think, just like New York, people that are in L.A., most of them aren't from L.A. Most people are moving there. So you don't really know. It's like people are like, oh, New Yorkers are assholes. It's like, no.
No, but L.A. changes you into an L.A. person.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you ain't going to change L.A. L.A.'s going to change you.
It's like if I go to Canada, within a week I'm saying, and I'm talking like them, and I'm just a little bit friendlier.
That's just because you're a phony.
That's because you're a phony.
Yeah, if you lived in New York, you came from fucking Michigan, and can I curse on this? If you come from Michigan, and you're here for 10 years, you're a New
Yorker.
It's
called The Real Ass Podcast. There's a curse in the title of the show, Ari.
I only refer to it as The Real Butt Podcast.
The G-rated version.
Yeah. Even with that, I feel weird if there's children
around. Genuine rear-end podcast.
Yes.
There you go.
The genuine rear-end internet radio program. No, here's the thing. New Yorkers get a reputation for being assholes, and I don't think that we're assholes. I think that other people don't, when they move here, they don't like the loud noises and the constant threat of violence and black people and fucking poorness. Yeah, yeah. So they get flustered. So everyone's walking around in a bad mood because they're not used to it. But if once you're in New York for 15 years,
yeah,
boom, that's it. I said 15 because that's very specifically how long I've been here.
You've been here 15 years?
Where did you move here from?
Just like an hour. No, not Puerto Rico.
Oh, really?
Puerto Rico's way further than
Did you really think I was from Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I thought that's where the rattlesnake comes from.
No. There is no rattlesnakes in Puerto Rico. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, so he's...
They were driven out by St. Patrick.
Yeah.
You made a second stop.
Nick, how long are you in town for?
Got in Sunday, leave tomorrow morning.
When did the bomb go off?
Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Did that fuck with you at all? Like, coming in the next day, you were like,
I thought it was gonna... Like, someone... I was in Florida before here, and they were like, dude, a bomb went off. And I was like, oh, man, I'm flying tomorrow. Because my last name sometimes can be a problem. Yusuf? Yeah. And I was like, fuck, I'm flying tomorrow. And I'm like, I should be all right. And they're like, where are you going? I'm like, New York. They're like, that's where the bomb went off.
Wow.
Fuck.
Yeah. So are you an Arab background? What is Yusuf? What is that name?
Lebanese.
Ah. Yeah.
Why didn't you tell the guy to wait till after you were gone? Wouldn't that have been easier for you?
Stupid.
Just send him a text.
Yeah, yeah, get into the group email, the Google Doc.
I mean, at least put in there, like, guys, I know, I get it. You have, like, something you have to accomplish, but, like, I'm going to be there for 3 days. Can we just do this the week after? It's not based on a marathon or anything, is it?
But that has to be some sort of sacrilege to have that stylish of a look. You can't be Muslim and then fucking do that to yourself,
do
right?
What?
You see his great hair and he's got a cool fucking look.
Muslim.
Like, well, you're not Muslim. Oh, okay. I just assume anybody from that part of the world
is Islamic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I have
the
to
same
talk.
Way he assumed I was from Puerto Rico when I called myself the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. I assume that you
are Puerto Rican.
Yeah, but he doesn't call himself like the Muslim bandit or anything.
Muslim bandit.
The Islamic llama.
Yeah.
No, you get what I'm saying, though. I assume if somebody says they're from Lebanon or Iraq or Syria, I'm going, okay, they're one of them. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying fucking... Sure. You know, it's my assumption.
Yeah.
Nobody believes in religion anyway, really, besides the fucking crazy people.
Besides the people that put bombs in dumpsters.
Yeah, that is true.
They do.
That guy. So that, Ari, and you just came back too. When did you get back in town?
Sunday.
Sunday. So this is
two
all
months,
fucking...
2 months on the road.
I think that there's... when you hear something like that, part of me just kind of breathes a sigh of relief.
What?
Because I wasn't there during that bombing, and I feel like we got some time now. Now I can kind of, like, it's just a game of numbers. I don't think another one's going to go off. Not going to.
Here's a question I've been asking everybody. How many times, a bomb like that, where it's like a few people injured, like 28 people injured, one seriously, I think that's what it was, no deaths. How many of those type of bombs would have to go off per week for how, like, say, four a week? Like that, how long would it take for people to really start moving out of here?
To change,
down.
Because nobody even changed their Saturday night plans. You got to understand, like, New Yorkers are psychos, dude.
No. I knew a girl that was in the fucking radius. They were cordoning off. They went outside and they're like, well, okay, we got our cars, so may as well go back in and drink.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Like, they're not going to hit another bar right here. If they do, it's not going to be this bar.
Well, it's so funny because, like, it's such a small island. It's, like, 14 miles long, 4 miles wide. It's, like, a really, really small place. And then something goes off, but it just – because everything is so vertical and everyone's on top of each other, nobody – it didn't feel like it really happened. Unless you were at 23rd and 6th at that exact moment, it didn't affect anybody. Nobody even fucking blinked about
what
this.
What time of night was it? Do you guys know?
8:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Was Gotham having a show right then?
Yeah, guaranteed.
Who was on stage?
It's fucking
Brian Callen?
Mark Vieira or somebody.
Saturday night. No way Mark Vieira plays Saturday
hosting.
Night.
He was hosting.
Oh, right.
I don't know. Look it up. Shannon, who was on last Saturday night at Gotham?
Hey, Shannon, do you mind doing your job for once? Would that be cool?
Yeah, Shannon. By the way, Shannon.
Shannon,
seriously.
Stop with your fucking Mac makeup for situation for a second. And just please try to help us.
Shannon, have you met Ari before?
No, but it's a pleasure meeting you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Shannon is a huge fan of comedy, huge podcast fan. She runs her own podcast.
Shannon, please put your compact away and fucking help us for a second. Just look up who was there on Saturday.
Shannon, show them while you do that. I want you to multitask. Show them your lip piercing. We want to get our guests' opinion on it.
That looks really hot.
Oh, that lip.
I love that.
God, see, Yusuf likes it. And in his culture, you would be beheaded for having something like that. So... Just know that.
Yeah. Can we put a towel over her head while she works?
yeah. So, look, that's the thing, because I was here during 9/11. We talked about it last week on the show.
Yeah.
And it's like 9/11 barely affected us. It was like 2 or 3 days where we were like, oh, shit, that was fucked up. But then we went right back to business? Right back into business.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's such a great Louis C.K. bit. About he was like, you know how bad of a person you are based off of how long you waited to jerk off after 9/11. Yeah. It was like, I jerked off between the two towers falling.
Yeah,
it's fucking great.
Yeah,
but that's a very New York attitude. Nobody really gave a shit, and everyone's kind of like mocking this guy now for
that's
not
funny
being
too.
Able
when,
to kill
when Boston,
anybody.
The Boston Marathon happened. I was like, Boston's strong. New York's like, fucking, we had it worse. Relax.
Yeah, dude, a couple people got their legs blown off. That was it. Did anybody even die in the Boston Marathon? They did, right?
Yeah, a bunch.
Yeah, a few people.
Oh, really? I thought it was just a bunch of injury. Oh no, yeah, a few bunch. People died.
Yeah, but there's also marathoners,
you know,
so we're all kind of like
now.
Good riddance.
You know what they're saying about that guy now? The what? Boston Marathon is the fucking FBI who's recruiting him, teaching them how to plant bombs, and then going to try to send him back to Syria. And then eventually he's like, actually, you know what? Fuck you guys.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Turned on him.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe any of these conspiracy theories. I know some of them have to be
the
true.
The Bin Laden one's true.
What's the Bin Laden one?
We trained Bin Laden.
Yeah,
but that's not a conspiracy theory. We gave that's those. Like we gave them money and we gave them weapons. We didn't necessarily train.
Oh
Bin Laden,
no, no,
did
I
we?
Believe we trained Bin Laden on terrorism
in the 80s.
To fight Russia
and all those Afghani soldiers and stuff.
They're like, go over there. No, no, over there. No, 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 over there, over there. Not, no, no, over there.
Stop pointing that at us. What are you doing?
But I feel like probably in the 80s, no one believed that. They're like, that's a conspiracy. But in 2015,
my problem with conspiracies just in general. Okay, it's
because you can't spell the word.
I conspiracy.
Okay.
That was right. That's right. I got it. Yeah, no, right.
I would like to note for the people who are just listening to this, not watching it, that he did look up and to the left before he said A-C-Y,
okay,
like you weren't sure.
Well, yeah, I had to fuck. Okay, Mr. Captain FBI profiler.
I spell FBI. All
right. Fuck. My problem with conspiracy theories are people, or my, not even conspiracy theories, my problem with conspiracy theorists are you cannot say every single one of these things is a conspiracy. You can't go, 9/11 was an inside job. Newtown, Connecticut didn't happen. We didn't land on the moon. Really, all of them. So they always like just go like, all right, dude, every conspiracy is fucking real.
The chemtrails.
Yeah, pick and choose. You get to pick one.
I don't like how you can do aliens and 9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah.
Like, those don't seem to match.
They're so far apart.
Aliens and ghosts.
Yeah. Do you believe in... You don't believe in ghosts.
No.
None of that shit, right?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, whatever. Who cares? Work on your resume. So this goes. What does that have to do with you?
Does this affect your... The way you do things in New York? Like, the way... Would you go out... Like, because me, it affected me just in the sense that I have a son, and now I won't bring him out. Now he just stays in the place the whole time.
Really?
No sunlight. He's like a fucking prisoner, dude. We don't let him fucking... 3 meals a day, slide it under his door.
His name? Do not say?
James.
James.
There we go.
Did you call him James
Frank?
You
think about that one, too.
And look up and to the left. Was that kid's name?
You know what affected me more? That fucking gas leak explosion on 2nd and 6th or whatever it was. 2nd and 7th?
2nd and 3rd. On 2nd and 2nd by...
No. That was 2nd and 2nd.
2nd Ave and like 8th.
8th, yeah. Around there. That affected me more. I had to walk around it all the time.
Yeah, there was one right up in Harlem as well when I lived there.
Really?
Literally... Two doors down from me. You remember the one that went off in East Harlem? Huge gas explosion. The entire building went down?
Yeah, this one too.
I was in my apartment with my son.
Yeah.
Two doors down from this. And we just heard a huge explosion.
Yeah.
I ended up like live streaming it.
I know, but what you're not understanding, I get that one was bad, but what you're not understanding is the one in 2nd and 7th.
It inconvenienced him.
It's mostly white people.
Like that is also true.
It's a way bigger issue.
We do hold white lives at a higher value than brown people. I'm okay admitting that as a brown person.
Yeah. You are?
Well, they do more for the world.
That's true.
Well, not always.
Give me some good and bad. What? Puerto Ricans, name one contribution that a Puerto Rican has ever...
Stabbings?
Baseball.
They stole my city bike yesterday.
Did they really?
No. No, that's not true.
I might have even been an asshole. If you're going to call a spade here, what have Puerto Ricans done?
Terrible.
So what have Puerto...
call a spick a spade.
But what name something that Puerto Ricans have contributed to society.
I don't know.
Do you know who was at Gotham Comedy Club last Saturday night?
Brian Callen.
I nailed it. Brian Callen.
It was Callen. That's funny. Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if he stopped. Is that?
Do me a favor. Look up the top 10 contributions that Puerto Ricans have contributed to society. And I promise you there's nothing. Because black people have done peanut butter.
In fairness, white people are educated more. So obviously we can get more stuff done.
Yeah.
But
typically when a Puerto Rican is doing something,
the results do speak for themselves.
They're trying to further the Puerto Rican initiative.
Yeah, it's like, you know who invented the iron and the washer dryer?
Black people.
Women.
No, but it's also black people. Do you know that?
Not
a
really.
Bunch of these household inventions were
black
invented.
And Decker.
Don't you see?
So see, it's all household, a bunch of household inventions were.
Were invented by black people. Yeah, so I believe the iron specifically was invented by a black person. We did it during Black History Month. We looked up a bunch of black achievements. Oh, wow. They've done a lot. Blacks have done a lot. I'll tell you right now.
Who invented the whip?
Oh, come on.
That better not have been a black person. I think the white person.
You're saying they should get credit for all those further inventions?
I'm saying if they invented it like somewhere else and they're like, oh, no, don't use it for that. It's just for like herding donkeys and shit. Oh, no, don't turn it on us.
They invented Cool Whip, though. They made the whip cool.
Oh, yeah.
So what are some Puerto Rican contributions, Shannon? What do we got?
So this list, though, is just some like special Puerto Ricans in the U.S. Which
yeah,
is, like,
Shannon, if you could stop putting your lipstick on.
Oh, my God. So there's like Jennifer Lopez, Ricky Martin, Sonia Sotomayor.
Sotomayor. Yeah, she's the first.
She's a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, notable minority appointee to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but that was it. The only reason she got appointed was because she was Puerto Rican. So they're giving them special treatment.
It was one of those times where it's like, it's time we get someone who's a woman and Latino.
Yeah, 100%. I'll tell you right now, there's probably a white guy that was way more suited for that job than Sonia Sotomayor.
Probably. Yeah. I want to get to the point where they're just like, here's a nominee, instead of like, oh, it's a woman.
Yeah.
It's time we have one. She's qualified.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, I think I'm one of the only minorities speaking out against minorities.
Yeah.
When the Prime Minister resigned in England, in the UK.
That happened now?
Yeah, because of Brexit. They left.
So the
guy who was against it and suggested put it up for a referendum, he's like, well, I'm out. And he just retired. And
then they
went down
a
the list of like who's qualified to run it, and it was a woman, something, Theresa May. But no one was like,
did they put her
a
in?
Woman. It was just like, you're normal.
Did they put her in?
Yeah, immediately. But it wasn't like, you're a woman. It was just like, the other two people are terrible. This one's good.
And it was because she was legitimately, because that's okay. Because this is what they're trying to do at late night.
She's like smart. Yeah, I know. And I was like, we got to get a woman. It's like, all right, well, we asked Chelsea, Schumer, Silverman, Bamford. Yeah. How far down do you want us to go just to get a woman?
Yeah, yeah. Any
you
fucking
want us to ask
woman.
Shannon? She's busy right now with her makeup.
I mean, look, here's the thing. I think like Ellen would be a great choice, but she's
already has a show.
Already bigger than any late night show.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Would she be a great choice for late night?
I think so.
She's so tame.
No, I think she's so actually... cheesy, they're all fucking tame.
I mean, she probably adjusted her personality for the day.
I know, and then 10 years passed, and that's
right.
Her personality.
And yeah, she's already there. It's like then you find a new one. They all say no. It's like, all right, maybe the other gender. Yeah. You know, then you get a dude, but no one can handle it.
Or a tranny. We could do a tranny late night.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll do real well in the ratings.
I'd watch that. Yeah, in the Midwest, they'd love that.
Yeah. That's the only time they look good.
Yeah,
late at night.
We looked at Alexis Arquette.
I'll think about this for 12:35. I'll think about looking at this.
Alexis Arquette.
She's great at 3 a.m.
No one will know.
Late night.
Yeah, it's the Carson Daly slot. She can get that. The 1:30.
Yeah, she died of AIDS, right? Alexis Arquette. Yeah.
Oh, not too soon.
And there's a naked picture of her. She's got a big fucking fat dick.
Oh, really?
That would be. Did she always have her dick, or did she cut it off eventually?
I think she kept it.
She kept it
because I believe they referred to her as a he towards the end.
I don't even know the rules.
I think Arquette even called.
Hold on, do you call a tranny with a dick?
I think it's whatever they want to be called.
The new thing now apparently is tranny is now a slur. They're trying to push that.
Oh, I know.
Where they go. But I don't think that one is like, no one's backing that up.
It's either that or I'm going to call him an abomination, but I'm not going to fucking call him.
Abomination is fine. Abomi is not good.
Yeah.
Anytime you shorten it.
Look at that, Abom.
You shorten it to Abo.
Abo, right.
Abo. Yeah.
No, that's Abomies. Aboriginal.
But no one backed that one up. Even like, I think I...
No, they've always said that's a...
Really?
Tranny?
RuPaul was like, I don't know about that. I don't care.
Here's the thing.
She grew up in a time when it was like...
No, I'm only going to do it once they change it in porn terms. That's when I will change it, because it's still tranny porn,
right,
okay?
Right.
And when it trickles over, that? Because you search for it, and
oh,
then,
you do. Okay, you
yeah, of course.
You
I jerked off to a little tranny porn, Nick Youssef. Okay. I know in your culture that's looked down upon, but here in the great old US of A, we'll watch whatever we want and jerk off,
right.
Okay?
You know what I did once? Or I looked at a video where a girl was getting fucked by a tranny, and then I was like, this is weird. I'm like, oh, this is just heterosexual porn.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
But it was bizarre.
I told you guys that I jerked off to a gay guy fucking a girl. I stumbled upon it. Okay. It was a gay dude being like, and he had a threesome with two chicks. Right. And did you see this one?
I haven't.
Because you go to my same websites. Okay. So, and he was like, yeah, I don't really like girls. And then they both start sucking his dick and he loved it, dude. He was like, oh, this is fucking great. He fucks him. And at the end of it, they're like, oh, so do you think you like girls now? And he's like, no, it's gross, but it was still hot. Like, they were like good looking. He was like way over the top gay. And this sent me down a rabbit hole of now searching for gay dudes fucking chicks in porn. The last one I watched was a big bear of a dude pulled out on her back, came, and I was like, this is great. And then he started licking up his own cum.
Yeah.
And then I came. I started licking up my cum, got a hard on again, came again. It's been nonstop. It's like tantric for me. But yeah,
I think tranny's looked on now is fucking derogatory. I think it's just because you shortened it. Just like you can't say niggy.
can't you? What was the movie where they called them nigglets? The little dolls?
Nigglets.
Yeah. Oh, nigglets. Tales from the Hood.
Yeah, Tales from the Hood.
My favorite was the Dr. Dre thing where he's like, niggas and niggets.
Yeah, no, tranny, it's still tranny in porn. You know what made its way out now in porn? Can't find rape porn. You can find it, but typically they're renaming them force, or like they're like, you know, forced to have sex, and it's like
she asked for it, so
yeah,
she teaches her a lesson.
Yeah. But I can jerk off to a good rape porn, and I think I should be able to admit that too. And I think that's discouraged now. People are looking down on that.
Can I just say, as we were talking about rape porn, Shannon put her lipstick down and went.
She like shuddered.
Yeah. Shannon's a prude, though. That's the thing. She looks like a whore, but she's actually one of the nicest women in the world.
Wait, whores are nice?
Yeah, there's a lot of nice. Like,
no, but like I'm not saying like friendly. Like she's friends with everyone. I'm talking about like
she's a nice girl.
She's a nice girl. Yeah, she's very prude. Oh,
well, get out of the room, Shannon. Oh.
Which is fucked up, Shannon. That's like you're wearing like a KKK hoodie. And you're like, no, I love Lex and
Shannon. Just disappeared. I can no longer see her.
It's like if you're a cop and you're like, nah, I don't want to like be violent.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, Shannon. Shannon, rape porn ever? No?
I kind of like more hardcore porn.
What do you mean?
Like rougher.
So you like the
rape culture.
Where they were the like they, I mean they have straight up ones where dudes will show up at ski masks and it looks like a snuff porn. Yeah. And they'll like shove a fucking thing in her mouth and she's crying and screaming and gagging and like they fucking go to town on her.
Yeah, but like until the part where she like sucks his dick and she's all into it.
No. Those are the fucking shitty produced ones.
Those are the softcore ones. The softcore, hardcore.
Oh, they go all the way start to finish on that?
Yeah, they'll face fuck him and they'll hate it the entire time. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Dude.
Yeah, it's great.
It's crazy.
You're right, Nick. It's awesome. let's guess the news because I don't know what happened here with the Terrence Crutcher thing. So.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So,
how many different segments do you have interest
I have
for?
So many segments.
Five or six. Yeah.
Ari Shaffir, real ass dude of the week.
You're such a toolbox.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Guys, go tweet at Ari. Let him know that he's the real ass dude of the week. And, you know, it's a very big honor. We only choose 52 a year.
If I don't get 50 tweets, I'm never coming back on this podcast again.
Guys, let him know. No, we're going to guess the news a little bit here. Here's the thing. I don't read the newspaper.
You should have stopped to read.
I read the headlines and then I deduce what happened from the headlines.
You have James read them to you. James, what is TCH? What does that make sound?
Listen, okay. Terrence Crutcher, okay. I saw the video.
What's the video?
Just been out of the fucking... You guys were traveling the day this happened. It's so funny. If you're out of commission because you're traveling, like you'll just miss an entire fucking day of news.
Well, that's the crazy thing. New Yorkers are so self-absorbed that it's like anything that happens here, everyone should know about
this. Isn't in New York. Where is this at, Shannon? I don't know. Then I take it back. Once again, I don't know. We're guessing the news right now. Shannon, where is this at?
I believe it was North Carolina. I have the video if you
want
to watch
it. All right, I would like to watch the video. Let's watch it up on the big screen.
Oh, is this another someone getting shot?
I see that.
Yeah. Somebody gets shot.
Where are you at? Fuck. This is the one in Oklahoma?
Is it Oklahoma?
He's got his hands swept there for her now.
Yeah, Tulsa.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
So they're walking that guy back.
They're walking him back.
This is crazy,
why,
man.
Why are they...
Mike, I'm going to hit the recorder. This guy's still walking.
He's still walking. And he's going to his car.
Not for taser, I think.
Oh, he was tased already, too.
No, I think
that's
he said it's...
That's about to happen.
Time for a taser.
Five
like
cops.
A bad dude, too. I'll yeah. Be
his hands which way are they facing?
Police one there.
And he's down.
I think he may have just been tasered.
Yeah, he's down. They shot him. They didn't tase him. They shot him.
Fired.
Oh, that's...
We should never have a chick cop call in that. Shots fired.
Yeah. They need to get this eastbound closed down if they could, because they're not going to be able to let anybody...
Wow. Okay. That's fucking graphic. That is really graphic.
This is going to fuck up traffic.
Yeah. A lot of white people won't be able to get to the Waffle
that
House
is
now.
Crazy.
Okay, so let me say this. From
why
what I...
He's just going to start going to jail for that shit.
Can I...
His hands were in the air.
Even those Okies that were up in the helicopter
time.
Were like, oh, he's going to tase him down.
And by
this
the way,
when they
he's
going
to get tasered. He didn't do anything other than stall.
Well,
yeah. He didn't deserve to get tasered.
Can I say this? All right, look.
What are they going to say? Oh, yes.
Let me say this, okay? Because here's the thing.
We give you power, but it doesn't mean you can just do whatever you want.
I think that there's a lot more to this than we're seeing. And this is the problem with the Guess the News segment. We don't know all the details, but we're going to try to make some opinions based off of what we've seen. Here's my problem, okay? Right there, you got a guy who was already tased. There's seven fucking cop cars that are speeding towards
you
this guy.
You could just rush him and take him down to the ground?
Can you, dude?
With your hands?
Yeah.
I don't think he was tased yet.
Five cops can't take a guy down to the ground?
You should look up videos of cops like taking down white people, and that's all they do. Is they gang up on him and take him down, but when they're black, they just...
That's not... Here's my problem, right? It's not... We don't have... a cops shooting innocent black people epidemic in this country. And I feel like the Black Lives Matter movement pushes this initiative and pushes this idea.
I think we do.
I don't think you know that these guys are unarmed, and that's the problem.
But
you're a nonviolent criminal.
But you have to have seen a gun to think they are armed.
He's
not a criminal.
How do you know? But you don't know.
Well, why would you think he would?
They pulled him down. They pulled him over.
No, they didn't pull him over. He stalled. He stalled his car. Called for help, said my car stalled.
Is that really what happened?
Yeah.
Shannon, could you just tell us what happened?
Shannon, give us some more details. Because
I mean, when he's walking back to the car,
I tell you my perspective on this, Ari?
You don't think most criminals are violent murderers, so just rush him. He has no gun. You haven't seen a gun. There was no gun, so they definitely didn't see a gun. Because
yeah,
there was no gun.
You've never seen his big black fingers. You don't know what they look like. You weren't there, Ari.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. It looked like a shotgun.
Well, then how come he shoot us with his big black fingers in already?
It's just like if there was never a gun, they can't say we saw a gun.
I don't think there's a... I think in this... Do we really have cops that are trying? Hold on. This woman.
I don't think I don't think they go into go. We're going to shoot a black guy.
But this woman has to go into hiding. She has to take her kids out of school.
Who?
She's not this woman who fucking shot this guy.
Don't shoot a guy who has no weapon.
I don't
on
think
him.
It's that.
It's not like he had a weapon in his pocket and he had pulled it out.
And then right afterwards.
Also, you don't shoot him.
I'm not saying that he deserved to be shot. I'm just saying that you have to examine the fact that it's a guy that's resisting arrest. That is a huge guy. By not getting on the ground, not complying with four cops with their guns drawn at him, he's going toward his car.
What it literally looks like is she thought she had the taser and the other guy had the gun, and they said tase him, and she was like, oh, shit.
And then she had like the worst poker.
Make me a waffle. Pop, pop, ah, fuck.
But let's back it up. Why is he being pulled over?
I don't know.
So he wasn't actually pulled over. His car broke down on the side of the road. And then it says that...
Shannon, can you never contradict me on my own fucking show? This is ridiculous. Keep on going. Sure, Ari's the fucking host of the show now.
It says, as they approached the vehicle, a black male started towards them. They told him to show his hands. He refused to follow the commands. They continued to talk to him. He continued not to listen, not following the commands. They tased him and then shot him.
They did tase him.
But
he says superhuman strength that he didn't go down with the tasing. So what do you do at that point? Magneto.
You don't kill him.
Magneto comes and you tase him and he goes, wrong. He picks up all the fucking cars and crashes them all down with his superpowers. What do you do?
If this guy picked up all the cars and
you
crashed
them
down.
You call in Wolverine and you take his fucking heart out of his body.
First of all, if Magneto comes, bullets won't do anything.
Yeah.
Because he's going to fucking pull the fillings out of your face with his hands.
Stop them and turn them around.
Yeah, and fuck Wolverine. He's going to pull a skeleton out.
Yeah.
You picked the worst person to write Magneto. You suck at that.
Fine. All right. Who's not as good of a superhero villain? Lex Luthor. He's just rich, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a dude.
He's some fucking old rich bald guy.
Bald guy.
Yeah. So what do you do? Lex Luthor's fucking sitting there going, fuck the Jews. What does he say? I don't know what does he say.
This guy wasn't doing any of that stuff.
Yeah,
this
but
guy was slowly walking away.
And he had his hands in the air. Like, but how much less threatening can you be? You're like, hands in air, there's nothing.
You don't have
to
follow. Okay, listen. If a cop tells you, get down, I don't know if you have to follow that or not. The punishment for not doing what the cop tells you is not murder, is not getting shot, even in the arm. That's not the punishment for not listening to what the cops say.
I mean, dude, I just got to say, man, you
and
sometimes have to look.
There's sometimes where things are taken out of context. The Rodney King beating, it was one of those things where ABC News really, like, terribly, like, cut out the first 7 minutes of that video where he was fighting to a standstill with, like, three cops.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
He was punching them. They took all that out, and they just showed the cops punching him. There's here, there's always, like, you want to see more, but we see him not being violent towards them.
Yeah, dude, that was literally like a 360 view. Didn't look like he was.
Well, I didn't see that version. I didn't see the fucking drone version of them going like literally in every angle possible.
Yeah, they're going to have, we now have like a body cam from the guy who was shot angle.
I just want to know,
on every bullet.
Yeah. What are the stats on cops getting shot who don't pull their gun out? Not who just are sitting in their car getting shot. Not those guys. Not in a firefight where they're shooting and they're shooting back. Cops who say, I'm not taking my gun out, and then get killed. How many of those are there?
I don't know. Shannon?
I don't think you can get an accurate count of that, though, because I feel like a lot of cops are going to report that they didn't pull their gun when they may have actually done that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But here's the other thing. I think we look at cops like they're these like robots. And they're human beings too. I mean, they do fear for their life as well.
I know.
So and they are they are getting shot. They are putting their bodies on the line. You know, we talked about this last week on the show. It's like
these guys weren't putting their bodies on the line.
I don't know.
None of these guys are putting their bodies on the line.
No, I don't think so.
These guys showed up to.
It's the same as those veterans. Like, we put our life on the line for you. It's like, don't do that. We don't want oil prices will be whatever they are. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. I mean,
these guys aren't putting their life on the line.
Do you think we don't need
cops?
Do you think that we should police ourselves?
I think cops should not have guns.
Yeah, no, I agree. Here's the thing. In a perfect world, I think everyone...
I think it's too simple
to press a button
and
take somebody's life.
Once you kill somebody, and you're like, even if like, oh, he reached really fast for a fucking cheeseburger or whatever it is, and we thought it was a gun, people are like, you know what? It did look like a gun for sure, but it wasn't. So at very minimum, you can't ever be a cop again because we trusted you with the one thing and you fucked that up. So
that's what they should start doing in the
hood.
And like Burger King doing gun-shaped cheeseburgers and see how that goes.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it gets worse and worse.
Cheeseburger in their back pocket,
are you? Have all cops Zach, been here
you're
the
sitting
news?
Next to Zach Amico right
I
now.
I keep my cheeseburger in my waistband.
I've got a conceal and carry cheeseburger permit.
Chicken nuggets, my ankle holster. Yeah.
Oh, you forgot about this one. Chicken sandwich.
Have cops not been reading the news and hearing the news about Black Lives Matter? How haven't they at this point going like, hey, let's just totally not pull the gun
at all.
It's
a great Adrienne Appalucci joke. She's like, cops, can you please just kill a white person? Please. You're really making race relations bad. Yeah, look, dude, it is. Here's the thing. I think the message, and you're right, this guy, we might find out that this guy was completely innocent and it's a completely unjustified
I mean, he doesn't do anything
thing,
wrong.
And maybe they should be brought up on charges and go to jail. But I'm just saying that it's
execute
it is so rare that an innocent young person is being murdered by cops. It's just a rare thing. Forget the race.
I mean, for
forget
total
anything.
Numbers, I'll give you that.
It's rare.
Like, it's just not happening. Innocent people being murdered by cops. It's just it's a blip.
Like 20
unarmed
videos.
Unarmed people being shot.
But unarmed doesn't mean innocent.
Yeah, it does.
Well, okay, but if you're stealing
cases.
Something,
what about the gentleman in Ferguson who was beating the shit out of that cop?
Okay, well, I'll tell you that. Okay, that guy had been shot 5 times before he got shot in the head.
Yeah.
So if you're a cop and you can't subdue a guy who has been shot 5 times, what are you doing on the force? The guy's like, he was running towards me after he'd been shot 5 times in the body.
So what do you say to that
also,
guy? Fuck that.
Say,
I'm literally
okay,
going,
you
this guy's on
bunch.
Some sort of meth. I'm going to fucking put a bullet
but
in between his eyes.
You're jumping between like innocent and then deserves to get shot. Like even if you're not innocent, like say you stole a candy bar from a place.
Right.
Doesn't
no,
mean
you don't
you
deserve
just
to be
light
shot.
The guy.
I'm just
that's
saying,
the problem.
No, but I'm just saying if you're violently resisting arrest and these cops told you to shake your hands, they don't know if you have a weapon on you. Why is somebody trying to resist arrest?
Why would you
typically?
Assume people have weapons on you?
Would
most people don't have
I would, hold on.
On
if I'm on a this isn't a beat cop by NYU. If you're going into the hood and you're in Ferguson, Missouri, and it's like legitimately a really violent bad area, no, a lot of these people do have weapons on them.
Most
and
don't.
I would
No, for sure.
You're right.
Most
open. How do you know? By looking at them.
Okay.
Because I look at I look at Michael Brown and I go, this guy might have a weapon.
Okay, but here's
the problem is
you can't assume people are guilty, and that's what they're doing. They're like, black people must have weapons.
If you're punching me in the face and I'm a cop and you're on top of me and you're as large as Michael Brown was, and
he was
I have
in
a
his
gun.
Car. Just step into the fucking accelerator.
Dude, I don't know, man. Look,
he was in his car.
You're right. There
behind the wheel.
There
just
are situations where, like that 12-year-old kid who got shot by the cops, where they just literally drew their guns on him. It was a kid who had a fucking toy gun on him.
And
that's fucked up.
The guy outside of Chicago was in the car with his wife and baby. Shot him. That
this
was
guy
that was
doesn't have
up.
A weapon. He wasn't.
This
nobody
guy,
called
innocent.
A complaint in on him.
Yeah, but dude,
he was just a guy.
He does have that. He has that extra bone in his foot, though. You don't know what he can do with it.
Dude, and if he had a weapon, he would have already like shot it already. I mean, he was like walking away.
Look, I'm just saying, from what we see, he most likely had a weapon.
You know whose fault it is?
I'm not the guy who blindly sides with either side.
In the beginning, I was like, it's tough. You know, you never know. But then the more I realize, the more I'm like, I think it comes from a place of, and I have it too, where if I see a black guy late at night, I'm a little more scared than if I see someone like Zach.
As you should be.
Yeah.
I run up and hug
so then
all
if I'm now given
everyone.
A gun and say you've got to kill somebody who might be danger, I'm going to apply that thinking towards that. It's not like all black people are murderers, but it's just like it's a fear. Movies have done it. I don't know.
Well,
it's
also like, you know, thug cultures. They encourage stealing and violence and fist fighting, and you know, it's a part of like hip hop music and those types of movies. And it's like, look, I grew up really poor as a Hispanic person. I had to fight my instincts to not go become a criminal like the rest of my cousins. You know what I'm saying? My dad was stabbed to death in Paterson, New Jersey. He was that fucking dude. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
So should you be killed because you look like your father?
No, but if I resist arrest I've been arrested 15 times in my life, okay? Yeah. I've never dealt with violence.
Remember how he just
cops.
Said he's going against the instinct to become a criminal?
Yeah.
And then just said he's been arrested times?
Anything under 20 and you're Puerto Rican.
But you got to understand how much more I'd be arrested if I was a normal Puerto Rican. Okay, but I'm saying I've never, when a cop says, hey, show me your hands, I show them my hands. When they said, do you have anything on your waistband? I'm like, dude, check right now.
Sure.
I'm not going, fuck you, dude, and then I'm walking away from him.
But if you do say, fuck you, dude, and walk away, do you think you should be killed?
Where's the line now?
How about tackled?
No.
How about tackled violently?
It's
to me, that goes too far.
Yeah.
If I'm saying, nah, I'm going in here. I didn't do
shit.
Fuck you.
What if they say,
and they tackle me and shove my face in the pavement? To me, that's going too far.
Yeah.
There was a video of a white guy, like, who was clearly on drugs, causing, like, a fucking one-man riot in, like, a fast food restaurant. And there were these cops that never pulled weapons out, never just tried to subdue him and tackle.
That's how they should all be.
And then they did. And then he was able to, like, get out and run off. And at no point did the cops pull out weapons.
They should have let him the fuck up.
But if he was a black dude, they probably would have.
Maybe. I don't know. There's so much there, dude. I think, look, I think there's a lot of times where, and most of the time that happens. Most of the time, the cops wrestle the guy to the ground and put cuffs on him. That's what's happening 99.9% of the time, okay?
But the fuck-ups are really
bad. The amount of people that are dying at the hands of cops compared to the amount of people that are arrested for violent crimes in this country, we're talking about it's an immeasurable percentage. Even the people that are dying justified.
They even use the term resisting arrest. It sounds way worse than it is. You know what resisting arrest is? Nick, like, grab my arm. Come on, please.
Yeah, then they go,
he's resisting arrest. I haven't done anything. I'm just going to see a movie.
But hold on. You do that again, and then it says, put your arms on your back. You do it again. You do it again. Then you start running.
No.
Let's say you stole a fucking candy bar. You go from being a nonviolent criminal to a violent criminal by resisting arrest because you're putting that cop and everybody else in that area in danger. And they don't know if you have a gun.
Putting you in danger. Dude. Running away is putting you in no danger.
So what do you want to do? Nobody should pay taxes. And you'd be like, all right, well, Dave, I don't know what you want to say. It's like you can't lock somebody in a cage and throw them in jail for not paying their taxes. Like, well, where's the line where you have to do that?
Well, okay, in the countries where they don't have weapons, the cops, they just find the people. They just go get them.
Yeah.
They're like, we need backup. I got to go chase after that guy. Follow me.
Yeah, but I mean, how many countries are out there that don't have weapons?
Or a thief gets away. But the alternative is you pull a weapon out.
But what if that thief... is a guy, what if there's a bunch of fucking serial rapists in the neighborhood and you don't know if it's that guy? You catch a guy,
why would you think it would be that
guy? You catch a guy climbing through a window of an apartment building. You catch a guy.
That's different though.
But hold on, no. He's in the act of maybe just doing a nonviolent crime. He's just going to rob some abandoned apartment that he knew that the guy was away in fucking Tahiti for the week, right?
Yeah.
So at what point though, if you're a human being that's just deducing the situation, you go.
Not a human being, a trained officer of the law.
They're still humans. They're fucking people who become cops aren't any smarter than you or I. Yeah. They're dummies most of the time.
So let's not give dummies weapons.
Nobody wants to go fucking do that job. Dummies want to go do that job.
You know
job.
What they have in other countries in Norway.
RoboCop. That's the
guns.
Answer.
They have guns. They are locked up in their car, and they have to get permission to unlock it.
Yeah.
They have to call in permission to unlock it. It's not right at your waist.
What type of faggy country is this?
Norway. It's not just in your waist. Exactly. Just pull it out without even
thinking
about it.
First of all, how many black people are in Norway?
Exactly.
One.
Yeah. Exactly.
His name is Aaron. He's cool.
He's got a white guy name, too.
I mean, this way is not working.
Yeah. I just think that the message that we're sending in the media that we're guns are murdering young, innocent black people is just really dangerous, and it's causing a lot of violence. I think it is a conversation. I think Colin Kaepernick is great. I think his message is great.
Even pulling out a weapon on a black guy, if there is no shot fired, it's still too far. Don't fucking point a
dude. I can't tell you how many times. Literally, the cop who found the terrorist in the doorway.
Yeah.
He goes to wake the guy up. The guy pulled out a gun and shot him in the belly. I mean, what do you mean you don't have your weapon drawn until? I think, dude. Be
okay,
safe.
But just so you know,
if I got a fucking gun and I got a kid at home, dude.
The case you're using, the guy got shot in the belly with a vest on.
Yeah.
And there's bruises, and that's it.
But sometimes they're not wearing a vest.
I know. But the case you're using is not.
Or
a case
they get hit in the fucking forehead with
the
a gun.
The problem
with
is
a bullet.
Though, if you.
Yeah. What are these cases? Because you haven't pointed to one yet.
What, where
you're
a cop has been shot to death?
You're pointing to a guy.
Look how many cops have been shot to death in the line of duty. It happens all the time.
I know, but this is when they're firing back. Not when they choose not to bring that weapon.
I don't know
up.
If that's. I know you mentioned that before. I don't know exactly what that is, but I'm sure it happens.
I haven't seen.
I'm sure people are. There's a guy that's selling crack on a corner. The cops approach him, and he pulls out a gun and shoots at them. I'm sure it happens.
I'm sure it happens too.
So I'm just saying, there's so much nuance in this, and you can't go. Oh well, you know, the cops shouldn't use their gun if they don't have to. At what point do you go? I'm not going to take a chance. If I got a kid at home, dude, I'm not taking a chance that I'm going to get shot in the fucking head because I'm going to go. Hey, what are you guys doing over here selling crack?
I would say this.
So then you preemptively attack
a terrorist suspect.
You
can go in there with weapons drawn.
Me and Dave Smith were smoking a blunt in Queens. We walked down steps into like this. It's almost like to go into a basement, but we just walked down the steps so we weren't like visible to people.
Yeah.
And this is years ago, and a bunch of plainclothes cops jumped out of the car, ran up on us, had their guns drawn, and they arrested me. They let Dave go, of course, because I'm the fucking brown one. And they were like, "Oh yeah, there's people robbing places in this neighborhood." There's no part of me that went, they didn't, I mean, look, I think at the time I was like, why are they pointing a fucking gun at me? It's terrifying. But at the same time, in retrospect, I don't go, oh, they didn't need to use their guns. They don't know what the fuck we're doing. They have no idea if we have guns out, if we're trying to rob somebody right now. They're coming and they're just making sure. And I think most of the time, of the absolute vast majority
How
of the time.
Just have your hand on your side. Like, hey, what are you doing?
I think it's very easy for you to say, Ari.
I know.
Or taser first, or
I'm,
like
I'm part I of mean, the people who are telling them to protect us.
Yeah, I think they are protecting us for the most part. I have no problem with cops.
I don't like somebody pointing a fucking rubber band at me.
Give me a rubber band right now, Shane. The amount of power. Did we do that before?
When somebody's
the fucking power you have, even without the rubber band, it just kind of fucking gets me. Uh-huh. It really is. Have you shot a gun before?
Yeah.
How much fun is it?
It's a lot of fun, especially if the black guy's running away. Because if they're not running straight, then you've got to like time it with them. It's like pull, you know?
Yeah.
And then you shoot the black guy and the dog comes out of the grass.
Nick, you've shot a gun, right?
Oh, yeah.
How much fun is it?
It feels great.
That's my problem with gun people that like want guns is they don't admit that it just...
The other side of it. It's fun.
You just want to have fun. Yeah. You just want to blow shit. You want to shoot an exploding target. You want to hit a target right between its stupid eyes. It's just so much fucking
fun. Skeet shooting's fun.
There's a reason Walmart sells zombie targets.
Oh, is there? That's like, hilarious.
Because it's fun to shoot shit.
Yeah.
Do you think they
Remember
sell...
.com when you go put it right up to the screen and you would do it? Just cheat.
Turn the gun sideways. Do you think they have racist targets? I guarantee that exists. Look up targets, black people... shooting targets.
Well, isn't the regular target black?
In the hood, they have cop shooting targets.
I bet they have all of that, dude.
I just want the cops to understand, like, if it keeps happening, you guys are going to keep getting killed.
Yeah.
Not justified or anything, but, like, that's going to happen. Hey, guess what? It's just like when Tommy got caught stealing, the old talent corner got caught stealing at the Comedy Store, and it was like, well, you know, there's always kind of the deal. You can pull a little out of the till. It's like, I know, but then they put cameras in. And once they put cameras in, then it's over.
Yeah.
Like, now that people are videotaping cops, guys...
Guys, you had your fun.
Yeah, party's over. People are taping you now. Like,
That's it. Look, dude, we all wish it was the 90s. It was a great time.
You're done. Video got you good.
Let me see that target again. That's a Trayvon Martin target. How fucked up is that?
Jesus, that is fucked.
Are there cop targets?
They should have one with Skittles in his hand where you try to shoot the Skittles out of his hand.
Oh, man.
Look at that shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What is that?
That's fucked up.
The disturbing viral trend of using. Fuck.
That's fucked up. Oh, and a hoodie.
I like that old style 50s criminal.
Like no criminal looks like that. It just looks like everyone's dad.
Back when they were white. Jeez.
Shannon, let's do
something. Like a random clown target.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
It's for Zach. All right, Shannon, let's do some plugs really quick. Cause we're more than halfway through the show, to be honest.
You're really big help me out. What was the song you wanted?
Oh, Trainer. What the fuck? I said Runaway Train, Shannon.
You said it during all the commotion.
Because the show is a runaway train.
The Soul Asylum.
This is a cop that killed in Denmark in Christiania, that anarchist area where they sell weed. This guy was.
That's anarchy in Denmark, an area where they sell weed.
Oh no, there's just no. They teach their kids themselves. They have no real laws. It's like inside Copenhagen. It's like an anarchist town. And one of the things is they have Pusher Street where they just like sell weed.
Like the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah, no hard drugs though. They say no coke. The Hell's Angels have tried to push coke in, and they fought back. The citizens fought back. We don't want that. I'm like, what is mushrooms? Like, it's on the border. But anyway, one of the guys was doing his drop. He's doing his money drop. And cops randomly will stop people outside. They're like, how much weed do you have? They don't want like pounds going out of Christiania. Yeah. Just like, if you want to buy an ounce, it's okay. But, you know, and so they're like, hey, what do you got on you? And this is the guy doing the drop. But they said the day, but that might have been every hour. And the guy just pulled out a gun, shot one cop in the head, and said, are you a cop too? The other guy, who's plainclothes cop, but they showed. And they goes, you a cop too? And the guy's like, whoa. And they just fucking shot him in the leg and took off. And they caught him.
Yeah.
And they killed him. But they caught him.
Okay, so you literally named an example of a guy shooting a cop in the head before they drew their guns.
He didn't have time. He wouldn't have.
You just named the example rallying against.
But that's not one. It's not one where they thought he was a suspect. They're just searching random people. And they don't search everybody with their guns out. They're just like, hey, can we just check what you have? It wasn't like a cop thought, oh, this might be a problem.
So what I'm deducing from this, and I've used deduce 5 times on today's show, so word of the day, is that you should always have your gun drawn, even if it's not even a slight threat.
Yeah.
Because there might be some psycho that's going to fucking pull out his gun and blast you in the fucking head.
Yeah.
Real quick, let's do some plug, Shannon. Let's get them done. There we go. Go to the song part, Shannon.
Go to the song. Plugs, it's plugs.
Nick Youssef, got anything to plug?
Let's see. I have an album available on Spotify and iTunes called 1982. Please listen to it or steal it or however you get it in your ears.
Fuck yeah.
I have a podcast called Occasionally Awesome, which you can listen to. What else? I'll be at the Houston Improv October 6th through 8th. When does this come out? Like tomorrow?
This is out live now. It'll be out on Monday.
Okay, yeah. That's it.
On iTunes. Ari Shaffir.
I have... it's a great song. My special is being recorded in Austin.
Don't talk
Cap City Comedy Club.
What, Cap City?
Is your third hour?
Fourth special.
Hour. Wow.
And just so everybody knows for the record, Sarah Silverman has 2 hours. That's being recorded November 2nd through the 5th. So come out to that in Austin. I do a one bit about Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez.
I refuse to say his whole name.
Infuriating.
I know it's going to bother him. I was thinking of saying Luis K. Gomez in the bit.
That's hilarious.
But I choose not to.
Ari mentions my name in a bit. Big J, Kurt Metzger. I'm really the most interesting person. Yeah, Nate Bargatze.
That's going to be Luis's posthumous album, just his friend's bits about what a shithead he is.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's J. Gomez's greatest hits, and your voice isn't on it once.
I don't look good in any of these stories.
Yeah. Right. And I have a sports podcast called Punch Drunk Sports that Luis has been on.
Fucking great show.
Every Tuesday, we go live, and it's out every Tuesday night or Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Chris Tinkle.
Listen to Hammer Fisting Podcast. We're going live, sort of. Tomorrow at noon, we'll be talking about the Chill Zone and thing and all that. And also get my albums on iTunes and whatever. And I'll be at Philadelphia Punchline October 13th to the 15th.
Nice.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. Snapchat me your cat at Zach Amico. And come to the Roastmasters tournament at the Stand starting October 4th, opening round. Amico Feehan, too. Very
exciting.
Gonna
be a good one. Gonna be a good one. She killed last night, Zach. You better be ready, dude.
Who won the last time?
Maybe. Oh, it's like the most viral roast battle video ever. It's got like 3 million views.
And it was like you weren't as prepared as you were the other times. So I could see you like, I tried.
Was it JP?
Yeah.
JP, yeah. Guys, the 29th of this month, I will be at the Harp and Dragon in Norwich, Connecticut, one-nighter. And then also October 9th, I'll be at the Chameleon Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So you guys grab tickets on Facebook. I posted links for both of those. Every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard, the Countdown, SiriusXM, Rush 93, myself and Michael Bisping, UFC middleweight champion. And also check out Legion of Skanks every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard on the Gas Digital Network. Shannon, let's do your segment. We've been doing for Shannon because she's the new producer of the show. She just started maybe.
Is the air conditioning turned up so high here because Zach is fat and
No, I like it a little bit. Don't let Shannon.
Shannon just
Ari is not in charge of this fucking show.
I'm trying to make the guests comfortable.
No, I don't care about
the guests comfortable.
I don't care about the guests. No offense, Nick. I like you. Okay, yeah. Ari is not in charge of the show. I will tell you when to turn off the AC or turn on the AC, Shannon.
Shannon, no, but he didn't tell you to turn it on, though, so relax.
Can I request that the AC be turned on and as cold as possible?
It's so cold in here.
Nick, I like your attitude.
Thank you.
And you're not an Arab. This is fucking great.
Well, I am, but the good kind.
Okay, wait. Oh,
the kind that likes air conditioning.
Wait a minute, hold on. Yes. Muslim is not Arab.
No, they're all Arab. Look at them, man. They're all Arab.
That's just the religion.
Arab is the race.
Yeah, Arabs are just, yeah, that's like your ethnic. You know,
got
what,
it.
What is it with Egyptians saying they're not Arabs?
They're Arabs.
I don't, every Arabs. Once in a while, like Arab, certain Arabs will be like, nah, we're white now. Or we're just not Arabs. We're a separate.
Well, you see them sometimes.
Turkish people say that sometimes.
Yeah, Cubans try to say they're not Hispanic.
Or some Lebanese
reason.
People Turkish go, are like we're not Arabs.
Halfway there.
Well, it depends. Pakistan, you'll see that. Lebanese, a lot of them look white. I used to fuck a Lebanese, like punk rock chick, and she looked white as could be.
I know, but she's not.
Yeah.
All right.
She fucking. She was hot too. Damn.
Did you ever get to meet her Splinter Cell?
No.
Sleeper Cell, not Splinter Cell.
Splinter Cell. That was a good video game.
So we're going to do Shannon's segment. We gave Shannon
left
a new,
for her segment?
She had to prepare for it. We have a new set. We're giving her a new segment idea every week.
Did she come back in a bikini?
Oh. Okay. New segment idea every week for Shannon, and we're going to pick the best one after like 10 or 12 of them. We're going to pick the best one to stay on the show because I love segments. Yeah. I love a music bed. Yeah. Did you make a music bed for this one, Shannon?
Segment?
Yes.
Just give me cupcakes every week.
It's Zach's birthday, guys.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Zach.
That's cool.
Wait, you have to.
On the Real Ass Diet?
You have to at least take one bite, Zach, because you talked about how your mother made you the chocolate peanut butter pie. So I made you chocolate peanut butter cupcakes.
See, it doesn't even matter that she's a moron. It's perfect. She's the sweetest woman on earth.
Hey, can we cancel all of our other segments and just pick this one to do every week? We just get fucking cupcakes.
How long have you been on the Real Ass Diet?
On and off for a couple months.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm down. I was like,
on and off, right?
It's your birthday. Be
yeah,
off.
You're trying Relax. To get into the keto state, Zach.
Yeah. What is it when you bring your body I was like 340 when we started. I'm probably like 315.
That's great.
Zach, you got hammered on beer and fucking
vaporized
last night.
Fucked up
have
last
a cupcake,
night.
Dude.
So one bite, Zach.
Just have one bite of the cupcake.
Now, I'm feeling the mentor giving him permission. He was giving strong.
It's his birthday.
Yeah. But he's being on the fucking diet. I was going to see how he reacted.
You know what? Don't have a bite, Zach.
Have a bite and then eat three whole.
No, you know what, Zach?
If you're on the Real Ass Diet, you got to be on the Real Ass Diet.
Well, he just licked the fucking cream.
Doesn't mean he should eat 9 cupcakes, though.
You should have a real ass cheat day.
There are, Does the real ass diet include any sort of cheating? Any like Thanksgiving,
well,
you can go nuts.
Yeah, well, you can have a cheat day once a month. That's what I have.
Once a month.
Yeah. And I can eat whatever I want once a month. And Shannon, I told Shannon when she made these, I was like, Shannon, you should make me something that I could have. And she was like, oh no, I don't have time. So that's infuriating.
I would say
in
a birthday situation would be one of those days where I'm like, this. But you should have set it up ahead of time, so you're not like choosing. As you see the food,
Zach. Yeah, if you have one bite of that, that's not going to make a difference in your diet. It really won't. It really won't. We're talking about like that'll be probably 3 grams of sugar. That's
I would like to amend that or put an addendum to one bite and say if you shove your face in there and just keep munching, that it's not just one bite.
Yes. And try to eat the paper, but
thank
you
for,
it's cool.
Thank you for this trough.
Yeah.
I did no sweets on Wednesday. I was like, fuck, that looks good.
But she made them for everybody here.
I made them from scratch.
I know, I would love
Wait, literally from scratch?
I feel like
the frosting's from scratch.
All right.
But I made the whole thing. I made it at 6:30 this morning. I woke up.
Nick, in your culture, are you allowed to have cupcakes?
Yeah, I can do whatever the fuck I want, man.
I like it. Yeah, so grab a cupcake, please. Eat one. I feel bad.
There's no pot or anything in them.
No.
Oh, no.
I was going to ask.
Oh, yeah, Tinkle. That'd be fucking hilarious.
Some girl last night went to my... she was, like, British, so she had different terms for things, but she looked at my freezer, and she goes, can I have any lollipops? I'm like, oh, yeah, but it's got weed in it.
Oh, hilarious.
She goes, in this like frozen one? I was like, oh, that's a popsicle. No, this don't have weed.
Has anybody done frozen popsicles?
Yeah, for sure.
That would be great. On a hot summer day, a weed popsicle?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Potsicles?
Potsicles.
This is the business.
Did we ever get the fentanyl lollipops we were trying to get?
Oh, my God.
Fentanyl lollipops.
The painkiller lollipops?
I had no idea that's even a thing.
Yeah,
we talked
about
this?
About that. Yeah.
That'd be great.
They're amazing. They're fucking amazing.
I like it.
That's what Michael Jackson was taking.
No, was that what he died on?
I mean, that was one of the fucking 30 things he said.
Yeah, but I talked to my doctor about it. He goes, this is the good stuff. They're supposed to just be monitored. When I had something, I had my... what is it called? Colonoscopy.
Old age.
Colonoscopy. He goes, yeah, you're getting the stuff Michael Jackson got. I was like, what killed him? He goes, too much. And the guy like wasn't in the room. He's supposed to be in the room to make sure.
I had the same thing when I had my tooth removed. They put me out with, I think it was fentanyl.
Good.
It was crazy.
You get that Filipino nurse, like, you got the good stuff. You got the good stuff.
Yeah, remember that real dodgy black chick I used to date that would come to CB's? She had a fanny pack full of fentanyl lollipops they sent her.
Whoa.
And it was they were fucked, like, you were fucked up. For having it in your mouth for like a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not real diet approved, though.
Well, what if the sugar-free?
I don't think there's any sugar in them.
Yeah, I think they're just giant
Joey
pills.
Diaz had this problem when he was doing edibles every day, but then he was like, fuck, I'm eating a cookie a day.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You got to give me breath spray or something.
Well, you know what you could also, I mean, you could do... You can
oil.
Do.
I was doing that for a while.
Stevia, or you sweeten it with stevia. That's fine.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, stevia has no sugar, carbohydrates. All right, Shannon. Let me see. We are running out of time here. We only got about 20 minutes left. Shannon, let's.
Man, this is that Gas Digital thing, dude. I haven't been here since you've changed it. Great job.
Thanks, man. Yeah, the studio's coming together.
It's really cool.
So you know what? Let's go with. Yeah, we'll do the tinkle segment that he wants to talk about. Apparently in Australia, they lowered the age of...
I was going to say, well, let's do that instead, but all right, yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Anal consent was lowered to 16 in Australia.
Now, that is amazing. I will say this. That doesn't mean women now do consent. that's what we need.
I totally misread that headline.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a fucking...
You're allowed to just shove it in their ass now without any
just
questions.
It's hard to get them to actually consent to it, but...
Aww.
Yeah.
Anal consent 16. What was it before?
18. But it's
and
one of these.
Vaginal consent was 16.
Yeah, it's one of these archaic gay laws. Like you know, in the United
sodomy
States,
sodomy is still illegal, right?
In a lot of places, sodomy is still illegal, and it's all changing now.
You see two guys fucking in a park thing and pull their guns on them, and like that's shoot a violent them. Crime. That's a violent crime.
Especially
for sure.
The black guys.
Put it down. I can't. Yeah.
I can't. Okay.
Yeah, there's all these laws so gay people can't fucking hook up. So anal sex is illegal. And look how many places anal sex is still illegal in, Shannon. I guarantee it's way more than you think.
Yeah, it's way more. Because they have to have it go to court in order to take it off the books.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They we talked about that with bestiality as well. It just depends on how many people are really complaining about it.
They had something in Florida where this guy was getting blown by his dog. Blowing a dog.
I was like, you can't get blown.
Yeah.
Dogs don't have lips
butter.
To purse.
Dogs,
blowing
a dog,
like,
and they were like, that doesn't count as bestiality.
If a girl starts licking your dick, I'm not going, she's blowing me. I'm going, she's giving me a shitty, almost blowjob.
I like when they lick your dick in between, like, I need a second to breathe. And then like, and you're like, all right, but don't make a habit of this. This is 20 seconds, and then back.
Yeah, I don't really, to be honest with you, I don't even like a blowjob with the mouth all the way on it. I like the hand to extend it. There's two different types.
It feels like cheating, but it does feel better.
You want a mixture of it.
You want the hand. Yeah. I don't. If a girl just puts my dick in her mouth and fucking bobs her head up and down, I'm like, bitch, this barely feels good. I want some hand action, some rotation, playing with my balls with the other hand.
Can I say my favorite part of this conversation is Chris Tinkle has been in a relationship for a long time going, whoa.
What? I just ask her to do that stuff?
But I also have a weird thing where I don't really vocalize what I like sexually to women.
You want them to guess. You don't want to fucking say it.
Yeah, you don't
want to romance
say
it
out loud because you feel like a jerk off. Yeah.
I like when a girl will, when I'm fucking her from behind, when she reaches between her legs and grabs my balls.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
And I've only had maybe two girls in life ever just do that.
I knew a girl did a comic, and I was like, hey, just so you know, that fucking...
It rocks.
As they're riding you, they reach around. They'll do that, too. As they're on top of you riding you, they'll reach around their back, and then...
Reach in between their ass cheeks.
Oh, yeah. I got it. I've never had that. I also don't have big balls, so it makes me a little self-conscious.
Oh, I have...
retarded balls.
Big balls.
Shannon, have you seen Ari's balls?
Shannon, no. Come here.
Do you want to see him?
Shannon, I got
spider bite. Spider bite.
But that's the move, and I wish more girls.
Oh my God, I don't want to.
By the way, this is a comedy show, so this is nothing to do with sexual harassment. Shannon, don't look if you don't want to see Ari's balls. Just know that. By the way, it's literally right where the snake's mouth is. You're whipping out your balls.
Yeah. You want to see your balls?
I'm putting the air back on now.
Your balls just suck.
It's not going to affect them.
Look at that! Look at that fucking testicle sack
that's
right
just
there.
One of them, by the way.
Is that one, Ari? No, that's both. Yeah. No, shut up.
That's just one.
No.
There's no way they look.
Is that the one that they?
No way. That's one.
Ninja Turtles.
Shut the fuck up, Ari. No way.
Yeah, dude. It's
are you
crazy.
Fucking kidding me?
Whoa!
Can I feel how heavy they are? Come here. Let me feel how heavy they are.
Dude.
I want to feel the weight.
You're going to punch it.
I won't punch it. I swear to God. I'm just going to feel the weight.
Nothing violent in any way.
Nothing advertised.
Nothing
have
hurtful?
I ever done any violent
yes,
thing to
absolutely.
You?
Shannon's crying.
I don't know. So many things.
Shannon's
nothing,
in tears.
Nothing to hurt me in any
I
way.
Do any, I want to feel the weight
swear
of that.
Swear on James' life.
I swear on James' life.
I get to rape your son if you do anything violent.
Shannon's so red right now.
Hold on.
I guess I'm not going to stick my dick in him, but I'm going to feel his dick until I make him weird sexually for the
that's
rest of his
rape.
Life.
That's not rape. That's sexual battery.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let me do that if you do
yes, you can sexual battery my son.
If you hurt me in any
you
way.
You can sexual battery my son if I hurt you in any way.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Ari's balls are from like a Cronenberg movie.
They are.
No one believes that. I'm like, that's just one.
That's
no
really
one
funny
one
that you knew, too.
You know how many, he used to pull his balls out of the comedy store all the fucking time.
I want
to
see how weighty these are. Let me get a napkin in between my hand, though.
No, I'll just do it.
All right, I'll just do it. Let's see. I mean, literally, dude. Let me see. It's like... I rolled them like Chinese stress balls. Like I'm Chinese stress balling these balls.
They're unhealthy.
Yeah, have you talked to a doctor and asked him like, is it all right that your balls are that fucking big?
Yeah,
it's not pretty good.
Thanks.
You showered today?
No, but I have showered after I fucked.
Did you hook up last night?
I did.
Yeah, you told me.
You want Krang from Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, that's what I was like.
Your balls look like Krang. Oh, shit. That fucking made
God
me laugh.
Damn. I can't unsee that.
Yeah. I mean, I almost want to show you my balls,
how
my little pathetic
how
balls.
How heavy do they feel?
I would say that they would legitimately register like 4 or 5 ounces.
Let's go balls out next to each other, see how they.
It's not.
I want
pathetic.
You to put his balls on the scale.
Shannon, can you get the scale, please? Can we get a register on Ari's balls on the scale if we put it on the table?
If you had a drug scale, that'd be the best.
Oh, you could definitely get a register on a drug scale.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, no, but we'll see. I mean, they don't weigh a pound.
No way do they weigh a pound. It's going to go by half pounds, too. It's not going to be good.
No, it goes by points.
Oh, point?
It actually does go by points. Yeah. So
you
let's
ever
see
had a scale just fuck up? I had my scale. I got home. It was like 168. I'm like, no way. And I stepped out again. It's like 182. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It just keeps going back and forth.
Can't. All right, put it on the table, Shannon. Okay.
And by the way, this comes out of anal consent being lowered to 16. Kudos, Australia. Yeah.
No, good job.
There you go, Australia.
Yeah, good work. Really good work on there. They got rid of guns.
Here we go.
All right,
Seth, look. Let's see. It registers. Okay, go.
0.2 pounds. That's what it registers.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Yeah, it won't. I don't think it's going to register anything. Try it anyway.
Oh,
they're
God.
So fucking big and ugly. No. Can somebody take a picture so I can put it on my Instagram? Look at your fucking big... Look at his veiny fucking balls.
You need a picture right here.
I would just kill for one of those balls.
I mean, dude, I'm not even lying. His balls are like 6 or 7 times the size of my balls.
Can this be the picture?
There we go, 13 forget.
13
dude, give
pounds.
Me my phone right now.
And I'm posting it to Twitter. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
All right, here we go.
13.4 pounds.
And so you guys know, Shannon's face is the color of Ari's balls right now.
Perfect.
Bright red.
Oh, you got my face in the back of that, too.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. Let's just say, did I?
Yeah.
That's
funny.
That's
oh, perfect. That's hilarious. Dude, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen. You can't... Instagram...
You see that, dude?
Instagram won't let me do...
Maybe. 13.4. It'll shut up for a second.
They'll flag it.
Oh, that's great.
If I can flag
that down. Looks like someone squeezed out cookie dough on a scale.
Balls aren't dick. Balls aren't dick. Balls are cleavage.
That's true.
They won't see it that way.
What? Of course, no, because fucking women could walk around with their tits out, but the second you want to pull some balls on Facebook, it's ridiculous.
Dude, I put a video up on YouTube of me pissing in a diaper in my shower, and they pulled that down.
That's ridiculous.
I have one shitting where my dick's tough. They pull that off. You can't reason with them, these people.
Yeah. And also, to be honest, there shouldn't
Let's
be kids.
16-year-old in the ass.
But I can put that on on Twitter, though. Twitter will let me put your
balls.
You
can do whatever you want on Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. Okay,
yeah, so I'm going to tweet it out.
Tweet it and then send it to Instagram from Twitter, and then maybe
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, see who's cooler.
All right, real quick, let's get some questions out.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
It's a little long, I know.
I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right. If you guys
I'd like to see this. Just like, you know, ever see the football game where they take out all the breaks and they play it in like 42 minutes, but just show the action?
Yeah.
I would like to see this without any of the segment
intros. It's an 11-minute podcast.
Yeah, 11 minutes.
I love a segment intro. We have to differentiate ourselves from the rest of the podcasting community.
Oh, yeah, that does it.
It does. Little music beds, little segments.
And some balls.
Some balls in my hands.
Oh, yeah. Is this Shannon's segment?
No, it's my segment.
Oh, okay.
We answer the questions from the fans. Guys, go to facebook.com/LuisJGomezComedy. The morning of the show, 9:30 a.m. I will post a post asking you if you guys need some advice or some insight into the world. And we try to answer as many of your questions as possible. So make sure you do that. Lots of questions today. Lots of questions for Ari. The fans were very excited to have you on the show, Ari. This is your first time on the Real Ass Podcast.
First time in the Real Ass the legitimate butt rear end radio segment. Yeah.
Mr. Mike Salona wants to know, Ari, what's the key to selling a good story via your Comedy Central show?
I don't know, but I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe beginning, middle, and end, something interesting. One of those, like, oh, god damn moments.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Jake gave me great advice in storytelling years ago.
Yeah.
And I think it's easy for him to say because he's just so naturally funny. He speaks the language of funny at a very, very high level.
Yeah.
But he's like, dude, just tell the story as is, as you remember it completely. Be completely honest.
Put some metaphors in.
And then
flower it up.
You'll figure the punchlines out. Don't try to write punchlines in the form of a story.
Exactly. Like, I came in, I was tired, you know. I came in like I just walked through the desert. Instead of, you know.
Exactly.
You didn't actually, you know, whatever the metaphor is.
You'll figure out the analogies and the fucking metaphors.
And then also it's like, where's the setting? Who's around? How do they feel about it? Wherever you can mine funny from it. You know, what was going on in your life? You can add any of these things, any of these details to make it more interesting.
James Hallett wants to know, how do I ensure that my ass never gets as bad as Ari's? Seriously, how did Ari fuck his shit up that bad? There needs to be a PSA so no other men don't end up with an ass pussy as well.
I mean, that's you're asking the wrong guy.
Do you know what happened?
I have an outer and an inner hemorrhoid. The outer hemorrhoid was where it looks that bad. And inner hemorrhoid is why I bleed. It drips on the floor now after I shit sometimes.
Jeez.
I get up to wipe and I see spots on the ground, almost as if like, you know, when you walk in a horror movie and you walk in and then like you see like a drop on your arm. You're like, what is that? And you see a couple more drops on the floor and you look up and somebody's just fucking strung up there.
Yeah.
That's
that's your asshole.
My asshole got hemorrhoids from working out. So breathe. If you smash that cupcake in his face, that would have been so funny.
I'm not going to do it.
Skip the beat. I was like, this is about to happen.
I got it from working out and not breathing properly while I was working out. Yeah. But nothing like yours. I mean, it's
Thank
just
you.
Crazy.
Thank you for giving it up.
All right. This is for everyone. Daniel Capo wants to know, pick your top three favorite candies. And chocolates don't count? No, chocolates count. What are your favorite candies?
What kind of questions have you can't have chocolate?
Yeah, my top three are all chocolate bars.
Right now, Kazoozles.
What are Kazoozles?
What's a Kazoozle?
Kazoozle, they changed to Sweetheart Ropes.
That's what they call black people in Norway.
But they're a little thinner, so it's not quite as good. They were made by the Wonka Corporation, and they were delicious. You had to find them on the bottom shelf of pretty much only 7-Elevens. Kazoozles were amazing. It's a straight, like without the ridges, Twizzler stuff.
Okay.
Whatever that is. Inside is
a goo.
Marshmallow goo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You like the soury, sweet type of fucking. You love
this
that.
Is sweet, sour this is all sweet.
That's hot. When I'm high, I will tell you right now. Let me see. Because there's a pull them up on the big screen, Shannon. I always do the big screen. Are we shouldn't we have to turn our neck around.
Big screen, 13-inch. Only place in the world is we call it a big screen. It's a fucking Puerto Rican.
Oh, I've had those before.
Yeah, they look good. Yeah. I like that.
And so they sold them off to Sweetheart Ropes, and they're just a little thinner, but they have a different filling inside. When I went on Getting Dug with High, I brought these.
Yeah, that's a good candy.
So yeah, right, those sweetheart roofs, they change them a little bit.
Yeah, if you're high, that's the sour, like Sour Patch Kids, anything gummy,
sour straws.
I love a Jolly Rancher when you're high. There's just nothing better. You fucking pop in a nice what?
Who likes? I mean, whose favorite candy is Jolly Rancher?
A now and later. Hard, a now and later when you're high.
Now and later's okay. Yeah, sure.
Now and later's fun.
Because you want just you have that the flavor. You suck on it for like 15, 20 minutes. It's just you don't have to think about it. Kazoozles, you're thinking about it too much.
I disagree.
My mind doesn't work. I can't wrap my head around eating a Kazoozle and maybe typing at the same time. Whereas a fucking Jolly Rancher,
you
just
want like
put
a multitasking
mouth.
Candy.
Yes, exactly.
You want that candy that starts off as candy and turns into gum? You know that candy?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Time is money. Time is so money. If you're just eating candy, I'm not making money, baby. Nick Youssef, what's your favorite candy?
Peanut M&M's, dude.
I love a peanut
M&M's.
By
a long shot.
Yeah.
Peanut M&M's are pretty good.
Yeah. I'm M&M's across the board.
Yeah, peanut butter M&M's?
Yeah, I love them.
They're pretzel M&M's.
Yep.
Pretzel M&M's. They need peanut butter pretzel M&M's.
Pretzel ones are really good.
Oh, yeah, they should combine
the peanut butter crunch with Twix candy M&M's.
Have you guys heard? Oh, we got to get your picks. But have you guys seen the king size peanut butter cup with Reese's Pieces in the middle?
Ooh.
Inside the peanut butter is little pieces of Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, just when someone thinks outside the box like that and gets it right, fucking
I go high end sometimes. I do like the long chocolate bars for like $4, but they have
the triangle ones. Toblerone.
The Toblerone's solid. Jeez. By the way, did you see that fucking life hack where we've been breaking Toblerones wrong the whole time? No. You're not supposed to pull them out. You're supposed to press them forward and they snap easily. You get what I'm saying? You'll pull a Toblerone off, you like snap it out.
Down, away from the triangle.
You're supposed to put it toward the triangle.
The Europeans have everything better. No,
it's crazy. It's like when Faye, you know, you're supposed to, the cup Faye bends to pour into itself.
I did not know.
Faye?
Faye yogurt. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Craziness. I'm with you, but that's not what I'm talking about, Toblerone. Talking about the long rectangular ones that are thin, and then they have like... little pieces of they're like spicy chocolate.
Oh, those are good.
You ever go to a bodega and then like look at the check and be like, oh, these are some fucking foreign candies.
Yeah,
I'll get one of these.
Well, that's it. Foreign people know how to do it. Tinkle, what's your favorite candy?
First of all, I've been calling it faggy yogurt for like 3 years
faggy
now.
Faggy yogurt.
Yeah. Anything like gummies, dude. Swedish fish. Gummy bears. Cinnamon bears are good.
I think Tootsie Rolls are way underrated.
What's the ones on Halloween? The little
candy corn?
Oh, candy corn.
You're a terrorist.
Those are good.
You're a goddamn terrorist. Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
They're like sweet tarts, but the mini ones. And the little
Smarties. Smarties.
Yeah, Smarties are good.
Smarties, yeah, my mom used to love Smarties. She had fake teeth, so she would take her teeth out and just suck on Smarties, and it made me want to puke.
In Canada, Smarties, they have a Smarties. They're completely different. They're dark chocolate M&Ms.
What?
Yeah.
Weird.
What? Yeah, they're
Zach.
They're
by the way, why do we wait? Was Zach the headliner on this category?
Oh, by the way, I like Payday too in terms of.
Yeah,
bars.
I was going to say Payday is number one.
Ew. God.
Dude, what's happening?
That sounded like your blood on the microphone.
Sounded wet.
Jeez.
Sorry. It was
no problem. Payday and then Butterfinger.
Like Payday too?
Payday and Butterfinger.
And they just got Payday in bite size.
Yes.
Now they have the long tubes where they don't have them individually wrapped bite size, but I've been pushing for bite size paydays for so long.
Payday and paydays always around November. Good. Paydays are always around November 1st after Halloween because that's the one people don't buy. So you can get the super cheap paydays.
I want to know who you've been pushing.
Do you ever get, in terms of Butterfinger, do you ever try Choco Sticks?
Choco Sticks.
They taste like Butterfingers.
The fucking 25 cent like, long fucking candies. Yeah. They're like Dominican ghetto ass Butterfinger.
Yeah, they're great. They're old style.
How do you say nobody better lay a finger on my Choco Stick in Spanish? Can you figure that out,
Choco
Shannon?
Choco Stick, Shannon.
Yeah, Choco Sticks are a solid candy that nobody's talking about.
Nobody's talking about it, but it's
nobody's
just as good
talking
as
about
Butterfinger.
It
tastes the same, but it's like coconut based, but you don't taste the coconut.
Yeah, and it's just they're orange and they're like powdery.
Yeah.
And it's top three, right? Snickers in the freezer.
Snickers, they are Choco Sticks.
Yeah, Choco Sticks, real deal, man.
Ooh, I want that.
It's really good. Really good.
I didn't know they have them in that.
You're repping.
What Snickers in the freezer? Yeah, you ever try Zero Bar in the freezer?
I haven't.
Yeah, somebody at a gas station, I was buying like it was in Kansas City where nothing's open after the show, so you have like get a fucking burrito from a goddamn gas station. Guess what? I'm never going back to that club. And as I was buying something shitty, the guy was like, he saw I was high, and he's like, you ever try a Zero Bar in the freezer? And I'm like, no. He goes, yeah, you just got to put it in the freezer for a while. He goes, you should really try. I'm like, dude, you already Yeah, you already convinced me. You don't have to keep trying. You're giving me an out of the blue fucking. Yeah.
Let me get one more question off because we do have to wrap up here in just a second. This one's specifically for Ari. Daniel Froy wants to know, has weed or mushrooms interacted with your depression? I'm too nervous to partake in either weed or mushrooms as I don't know how it'll interact with my depression. Also, do you take antidepressants?
Yeah. Look it up. There's two types of antidepressants, SSRIs and the other one. I think most of them are SSRIs. That one works fine with mushrooms. The other one don't. I actually asked my therapist, the guy who's prescribing you their antidepressants, you can ask him.
I thought you were talking about me. I was like,
no,
how do
this
know?
Guy, Freud or whatever. You ask him. Weed, any study shows, and then I'll tell you what I found later. Weed, any study shows that alcohol gives you short-term relief of depression and long-term makes it worse.
Yeah.
And weed gives you short-term relief of depression and long-term no effect one way or the other. I will tell you for myself, weed, sometimes I can get kind of like, if I smoke too much, too many days in a row, then I'm like a little lethargic. But mushrooms has helped cure my depression.
Well, yeah, mushrooms, you're going to come out of it on the other side like you've learned something about yourself. So, and I think that's when you're when you do therapy. I feel like mushrooms is 3 years of therapy wrapped into one mushroom trip.
I wouldn't stop taking your depression medication.
Take more.
But take some mushrooms if it doesn't conflict.
Put them in your nose. Mix it with a little cocaine, a little whiskey, and see what happens. Yeah. Let us know. Yeah. All right, let's wrap. Hit that music. Guys, thanks so much for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. Make sure you follow everyone on Twitter, at Nick Youssef. That's NickYousef. Yeah. At Ari Shaffir, at Chris Tinkle with a K, at Zach Is Not Funny, and at Louis J. Gomez. Make sure you follow the Real Ass Podcast on Twitter as well. And Shannon, what's your Twitter handle? Shannon Lee?
I am Shannon Lee.
I am Shannon Lee on Twitter. She's so sweet and friendly, and she's going to fix the beginning of the show. We would never leave it that way, because that would be fucking crazy. Thanks so much for listening. We'll check you next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.